Hi, and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Can I start by getting the first and last name to locate the account, please?
Hubert Hamilton.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Hamilton, can you verify the address for me, please?
4 Stony Mine Court, Thurmond, Maryland, 21788.
All right, thank you for that verification. I've located the account here for the test onyx as well as the nitro onyx. This order was placed back on February the 21st.
Yeah, she said some product named K-U-R-G-I.
The initial, that's our billing company. The charge was for the test onyx and nitro onyx. It's a testosterone and also a nitric oxide male enhancement supplement. He paid the postage price for the first order on, it was, the total price was $670 for the testosterone and $745 for the nitric oxide.
So that comes to what, $13 or
$14? It's $14.15 was the initial order.
Okay, $14.15.
And that was done on the 21st of February.
Okay.
And the reason for the charges being applied on the account of the 9290 as well as the 9189, when the original orders were placed.
Wait a minute, 9187?
It's 9290 and also 9189. Now, those two charges that were applied to the account come from that original order. When the order was placed, there were some terms and conditions that had to be in agreement before you could process the payment of just paying the shipping and handling for your testosterone and your nitric oxide.
I'm not familiar with any of that because I was just looking at a test thing, and not any continuous thing or pay 9190 and 9189 plus 1415. No, I didn't agree to any of that.
Okay, so you initially ordered the trials, is that correct?
That was it.
Okay, so what happened, Mr. Hamilton, and why you're being billed, is those trials did come with some terms that were in agreement when you processed the order, which I do understand it sounds like you weren't aware that you agreed to.
Not at all. They were not on order that I signed for.
Okay, well, I do apologize about the misunderstanding on where the terms were listed, but they were on the checkout page area before you could process the order. You did have to check off agreeing to those.
It was on mine. It was not on mine. Okay. Those terms were not on mine.
Yes, sir,
I would have never, ever signed for that. Never.
Okay. Well, again, I apologize about the misunderstanding on the billing, but regarding the charges that were applied to the account, Mr. Hamilton, you are liable for those two charges. Those are the full price for the two products that you ordered. However,
I will contest this with my credit card company, and they will be getting back to you because I'm not going to stand for this. Okay. No way.
Have you already disputed the charges at this time, Mr. Hamilton?
I'm going to call right now and dispute them.
Okay. Now, what I can go ahead and do for you, just to help you out as a courtesy, I can issue back a 35% refund of your two charges that were billed. Now, what does happen, Mr. Hamilton, when you dispute charges like this with your bank? We do have to send over verification of your account, which does show that you were in agreement with the terms in which how the account was set up, which I do understand that you were not aware of. However, it was per your consent to the terms that we were able to automatically draft the account when it didn't get canceled within the trial.
You know, those are very sneaky ways of getting people on permanent shipping stuff. And you hide all of that information. And I've seen those orders come up before where those terms that you're speaking of do not show.
Okay.
The only thing that showed on there was it was test. And it did not speak about two different things. It was just test one thing, and it says information for billing, for paying for shipping, and which I accepted, and that was it. I have not used the product. don't plan on using it. So I will be disputing $183, $184.
You know, unfortunately, when you go forward with disputing the charges, Mr. Hamilton, again, per your agreement to the terms and conditions, once the bank sees that, it's not considered as fraudulent charges. It's just that you were not aware of the terms and conditions at the time.
No. I'm going to dispute it because I did not agree to accept any payment or shipment or paying $183, $184. Or bottle of pills.
Okay. Well, Mr. Hamilton, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold? Let me see what else that I can go ahead and do for you as far as to try and get a better refund on the account, because as of right now, the system is only allowing the 35% courtesy refund for you. And again, once you dispute these charges, Mr. Hamilton, they will not issue a refund back as far as the billing of the 9290 and 9189. So let me see.
My credit card company will.
No, unfortunately, they will not, Mr. Hamilton. And again, you can call them and they can advise you of what happens as far as chargeback on the account, because that's what it's called, chargeback. But let me see what else that I can go ahead and do for you before you move forward with that, okay? Thank you, Mr. Hamilton, for your patience. I was able to go ahead and apply a discount to your original charges, and I was able to get you back a 50% refund of the two charges that was received. Those two refunds are $45.95 and $46.45.
Okay, let me write those down.
Okay.
45
is $45.95 and $46.45.
Okay, I'll pass that on to them and see what they say. All right, thank you.
Okay, now those two refunds may take about 3 to 5 business days before they do return back to the card that was billed. Do you have your confirmation number of cancel that the account has been canceled out today?
Yes.
Okay. All right, is there anything else? Yes, could you verify with that with me?
C50, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 282, C as in Charlie, 82.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You have a good weekend. Be safe.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.